So I've organised a public meeting for my constituents about Brexit this evening. I did it in reaction to all the letters and emails I've received about Brexit on both sides of the argument, all different views, but many people saying, could they come and talk to me about it? And it was too many people saying they wanted to talk to me for me to be able to fit that into a surgery. So I thought, well, let's bring people together for a conversation about it. I did that first a couple of years ago, and I thought it was really helpful. One thing it did is it brings people from who voted Remain together with people who voted Brexit, which doesn't happen that often, I think. So people can hear each other's points of view. I think it's worth bringing people together because Brexit has been really divisive. But what we also know that for all sorts of reasons, people tend to talk to people who have the same view as them. So they don't necessarily understand the points of view of others. And what I'm very keen to have discussed is how people think Brexit will actually practically affect them. Because there are some people who are very practically affected, whether it's, for instance, businesses that do trade with Europe, or people who themselves are from the EU or are married to somebody from the EU, who have, you know, very real worries about how it will affect them. And there are other people who foresee that Brexit will have a very positive effect on them for very practical reasons. So I think it's a good opportunity for people to draw on their personal experience and share that with others. I'm trying to, you know, firstly make sure that people feel that they can make sure I know their views and that their views are being heard and listened to by me. And I will use what I hear when I go back to Westminster and talk to ministers. So in the weeks ahead, I'll have opportunities to react to progress on the negotiations, and there will be further debates in Parliament. So I'll be able to draw on what I hear this evening for that. I hope also I'll be able to explain a bit more about the Prime Minister's position and why she's made the proposal that she has. It's there's a lot of detail in the approach being taken to Brexit, and that's not always covered on the media. So we'll be able to go into some more of the detail, and I hope I'll be able to set it out. And if people are worried, put some of their fears to rest.